as we head into a weekend that the 49ers absolutely have to have. I'm not doing the must-win thing. Oh, I know it gets you going. But this
I'm already
just,
angry today, so
yeah,
thank
no,
you.
This would just, maybe I can dumb it down a little bit. This would be really, really stupid and damaging to lose. Like, it just...
Stupid and
come
damaging.
Come on. Like, I mean, what are we doing?
No,
really?
Totally.
Like, I don't care how injured you are. You're not losing at home to the Patriots. And if you do, my God, what are we doing? That wouldn't be a Super Bowl hangover. That would be like a, I don't know, like that would be like a Super Bowl hospitalization. Like you can't come out and go 1-3 and start losing home games to one of the worst rebuilding teams in the NFL. So you've got to do it. And I don't have any worries about the offense, specifically because they are getting back healthy. George Kittle is going to play. Debo, surprisingly, is a maybe, and that's great. Even if he doesn't play, that means he's healing up quicker than they thought. And at minimum, he's going to be good to go for Arizona next week, unless something happens in this right. weekend's game. But anyway, so that's all good. Let's talk about this defense, though. Let's really get into this. And I know a lot of people want to do the Steve Wilks got this. Is Nick Sorensen getting that? I have sort of a different entry point to all of this. I bet a lot of you don't even know what Nick Sorensen looks like. And you don't even know what Nick Sorensen sounds like. We'd like to change that right now. I want you to listen to Nick Sorensen talk. He spoke yesterday. Let's listen to him talk about his defense. And then I think it will be abundantly clear that there's a conversation that has to be had. First of all, this is his answer to quote-unquote what's wrong with the defense.
I think it's a culmination. It hasn't really ever been one thing or one coverage. It's kind of been a culmination of things, and it just hasn't been good enough overall. You know, it's not one person. Like I said, it's just be a little better here, a little better there. As always, I always look at myself first, and I should. I mean, it's my defense, and I'm the coordinator, but I take responsibility of that, and I think we just all feel that way. That's a cool thing. All us coaches, we got to coach better, and players have that feel that challenge as well for themselves.
All right, who's feeling inspired?
Well, I mean, not me. I'm glad that he answered the questions, and I'm glad that he put the bullseye on himself.
Did he?
I didn't know what the question was. Ooh, but
what's wrong with the defense? Listen again.
I think it's a culmination. It hasn't really ever been one thing or one coverage. It's kind of been a culmination of things, and it just hasn't been good enough overall. You know, it's not one person. Like I said, it's just be a little better here, a little better there. As always, I always look at myself first, and I should. I mean, it's my defense, and I'm the coordinator, but I take responsibility of that, and I think we just all feel that way. That's a cool thing. All us coaches, we got to coach better, and players have that feel that challenge as well for themselves.
I mean, you could get that at halftime on your way through the tunnel when the poor sideline reporter, hey, coach, what's going on? We got to do better on defense. We could do better on offense.
And special
We're
teams.
We're going to have to do
yep.
better on special
there
teams. We have to play better. We're going to have to coach better. We're going to have to execute. Thank you for the interview. Whoop, off you go to the locker
what's
room.
What's he supposed to say, though? I think that his answer is mostly correct because it's been the front, it's been the coverage, it's been the linebackers, it's been everything, and ultimately that is his responsibility, and it's only been three games. So if we want a small sample size Brock Purdy, as we all want to do, we should also give him that same grace in terms of this being only three games.
What do you mean we want a small sample size Brock Purdy?
Well, everyone has, and everyone continues to do so, and I heard a guy this morning on the morning show talking about, well, you know, New England fans see him as a product of the system and this and that,
oh,
and
good
it's
for
like
them. Yeah, they
right,
don't know.
But I mean, people want to do that in the ways they want to do that to further their point. This guy's been the coordinator for three games, so I do think what he said is accurate. Now, can he fix it? That, to me, is the big question.
And again, when you say what's he supposed to say, there's nothing he's supposed to say. I'm not looking for him to start throwing individuals under the bus
right.
or anything like that. I'm just talking about what I feel is traditionally an energy spot. When Robert Saleh and D'Amico Ryans ran up and down that sideline, I felt something. I'm not even on the defense, but you could see an inspirational personality. It's why, not only because they ran a good defense, but when they got into an interview with other franchises, those franchises went, you know what, that's our leader. We'd like him. We hire you. You can carry a room. When Nick Sorensen talks, this is just, again, this is an initial concern, because you're right, it's three games. But I have an initial concern when I listen to him talk. Oh, you know, it's a lot of things. Got to do a little bit of this, and a little bit of that, and it's my defense, so that means it's on me, and we've got to coach better, and we've got to put, what are you saying? And are you getting anyone's attention? Because right now, all I can do is look at the product. And no, it appears you have no one's attention. I don't know if Javon Hargrave was already hurt when he did absolutely nothing in the fourth quarter to even attempt to go tackle somebody, but is it that? Is it that they've read their press clippings, overconfidence? I have no idea what's going on, but a completely, completely torn apart offensive line for the Rams stopped this defense, and that is absurd. And so, I don't know, when I listen to him talking, we've got more that you can listen
sure,
to.
But does he have to be a rah-rah, emotional, like, extrovert of a leader?
No, but he needs
because
to
Vic
get...
Fangio, I would encourage you to listen to Vic Fangio, sure, who's one of the best to ever do it, and he's not one of these, like, pound you on the shoulder pads and push you in the chest kind of guys.
No, you don't need to do that. There are a lot of examples. I don't know that Steve Spagnuolo is that. In Kansas City, doing a fantastic job and has a great career. What I know is this is how you sound, and so far I know this is what your defense looks like. And both of them look and sound totally vanilla and lacking inspiration.
I'll give you that, but I don't think that it's fair to listen to him and apply that to how they're playing. I don't think that they're playing the way they're playing because of the way he sounds. I think they're playing the way that they're playing in part because of the way that they are approaching it defensively. So for me, it has nothing to do with how he sounds. It has to do with maybe the people who are on the field and exactly how they are going about playing defense.